الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected and honorable ulama, respected حفاظ الكرام, respected elders and brothers and our young ones, when we notice a house or a building that has become dilapidated, the walls need painting, then we will find that a good painter will be one that scrapes out the old flaky paint, and then probably he will use some primer, and then he will begin the process of painting. If the old paint is beginning to flake, and then on top of that he starts using your high quality paint, then you and I also know that that will not last very long. Similarly, when I have committed a sin, a guna, and then I am immersed in that sin, and I continue to sin, and now sins, one upon the other, begins to accumulate, then our honorable asatiza, our ustads, have akin that and given the example of a person that falls into a soak pit. He falls into a place in which feces has accumulated. And now, whilst he is immersed in that, virtually drowning in it, impurity upon impurity, if that person takes a bucket of water, still in it, in that soak pit, he begins to wash himself, you and I will say that that is unintellectual. You and I will say that it is foolish. So similarly, we commit sins, we break the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and whilst we are immersed in those sins, we are trying to survive, and we are trying to come out of it. And so long as we do not come out of it, it becomes very difficult for us to purify ourselves. When we look at this night of the 15th of Sha'ban, we look at it in the light of the ahadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our mother Sayyid Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that on this 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives so many people, even more than the number of hair on the tribe of the Banu Kalb. Now the Banu Kalb, in one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was actually asked, why did he use this example? So he said, in the Arabian Peninsula, there is no other tribe that owns more goats, more flocks of goats than the Banu Kalb. And if one takes the number of goats in that flocks, there is a large number. And if one takes the hair on one goat, again, if we try to count it, we will never come to any conclusion as to how many strands of hair exist on one goat. Now, on this night, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives even more than the numbers of hair that is on the goats of the Bani Kalb tribe. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam uses this example to show how the rahmah and the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is directed to you and I, the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, وَلِلَّهِ فِيهِ عُتَقَى. In this night, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this utaqa min an-nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people from the fire of Jahannam. Again, the same example is used. As many as those hair on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe. Now when we try to understand the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we try to get a grip of it. That when we turn the pages of ahadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will find the grace and the rahmah and the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descending upon us virtually all the time. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala stretches out his arms. In other words, Allah is making ta'reez. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making an offer to us. There is a sale, a half price. Everybody is ready to run. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the same ta'reez, the same offer at night for those that committed sins during the day. And during the day for those who have committed sins at night. In other words, continuously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us to turn towards Allah, and yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these opportunities. If any one of us have been given any opportunity to appear in the council of any king, or for that matter any president or any prime minister, and if we are told that you need to make a presentation for 5 or 10 minutes and that's it, we will sit and we will make preparations. What are we going to petition? Probably the rand dollar, probably the price of petrol, inflation, land grab. There's so much that we want to say and so much we want to petition and ask for. But here on this night, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Uthmani Saab Atalallahu Baqa'a, he puts it very beautiful that the month of Ramadan is now at our doorstep. It is a month in which we are going to present ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a far greater extent, petitioning and asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness, seeking the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then as the month of Ramadan progresses, we would have the night of Qadr in the last nights of the month of Ramadan. And here is a night that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us now to prepare for that standing in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A rehearsal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us this opportunity. Cleanse yourself, clean yourself, prepare yourself now for that great undertaking in the month of Ramadan. When we look at the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes in a hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today, we don't use jugs to make wudu from, but we turn open the taps and we start making wudu. Little do we realize, in the hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, that as we wash our face, then the sins of the face begin to leave that face. Whatever may have been committed with the eyes, whatever may have been committed with the other organs of the face, the other senses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving those minor sins. We don't realize it. We don't understand it. We are washing our hands. And as we wash our hands, the sins of the hands begin to leave with the drops of water. And like that, our feet. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, we emerge and we leave from our homes and we take those footsteps towards the masjid, and the only intention is to perform the salat for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. With every step we take, we are not taking a step forward towards the masjid. In reality, we are taking a step closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And at the same time, for each step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving our sins. We don't realize it, we don't understand it. So like that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stated, a person that performs wudu, and he makes a proper wudu, and then he performs 2 rakat salat, and in that namaz, he dedicates himself to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He does not speak to himself, in other words, he does not even direct his attention to himself. He directs his attention directly to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives that person. When we turn the pages of ahadith, brothers and friends, it is replete with different actions at different times. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives. And again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings nights like this for our forgiveness. In one narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descends to the sama'ud dunya. There are 7 skies, and this sky that is closest to the earth is known as sama'ud dunya. Now we know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is everywhere. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, according to some ulama, directs his attention towards us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, Ala min mustaghfirin فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ. Is there any mustaghfir? Is there anyone that is seeking forgiveness? Now similar words are found in other ahadith in the everyday of our lives, but that is in the last third of the night. Here in this riwayat, as soon as the sun has set, from the time Maghrib has started, right up to the end of the Sehri time, when the time of Fajr will begin, this entire period, there is this i'lan, there is this announcement that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making, is there anyone to seek forgiveness that I may forgive? Brothers and friends, in life we may have hurt people, in life we may have done wrong to others, but is there any human being in this world really that is asking, come and ask me for forgiveness? Is there anyone that is writing a letter to us or sending us a message that, come, I will forgive you, I have forgiven you? And probably our stance will be, if somebody asks us for forgiveness, we will say, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah we will see. But here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most merciful of all those that can show mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, and Allah forgives, and Allah ta'ala calls upon us to seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is for us to realize and understand and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We find in the history of Islam, in the history of mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven people. Sometimes there were reasons for the forgiveness, and sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala found an excuse to forgive, and sometimes there were just no reasons, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had forgiven. May Allah ta'ala forgive all of us, and may Allah give us the tawfiq to turn to Allah ta'ala and to seek forgiveness from Allah ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written that there are several people who do not turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. One is, a person may feel that the sins that I have committed are so huge, they are so abundant, they are so many in number. How can I turn to Allah Ta'ala? That is the dhoka and the deception of shaitan. And yet there are others that we feel that we have never committed sins. We feel that there is no need to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Again, that is the dhoka, that is the deception of shaitan. Kullu bani adama khatta'un. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every human has erred. Every human is a sinner. Every human has broken the commandments of Allah. Wa khayrul khatta'in. And the best of those who have erred and sinned and broken the commandments of Allah, at-tawwabun, are those that turn to Allah and seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawwab. They seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance, and they go on and they go on seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the same hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Allah, is there no person that would seek sustenance, his rizq, his rozi, his daily bread from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so that I may grant him his sustenance? Now here we may have a Christian or two that our sustenance is fixed, but sometimes between us and our sustenance there are barriers. Your container has arrived on the harbor, but between you and your container, there are outstanding documents. Sometimes the rosy is there, but between us and Allah Ta'ala, there's some outstanding documents. There are outstanding petitions. There are outstanding signatures. There's outstanding tawbah and istighfar. There is outstanding petitions that we need to petition Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala between us and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was busy, engrossed and engaged in some work, and a person knocked at the door of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So then the door attendant said to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that this is a sa'il, this is somebody that has come to ask. And really they have the art of asking also. It's just when you're so busy, they will come and they will flock around you knowing that now you've got no way out. It is only your bashfulness, your shyness, you'll have to give something to them and send them away. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is busy with something. Here the person seeks from Umar, he's come to ask from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu very politely says to him, my brother, why don't you go to the Quran? Why don't you go to the Quran and look into the Quran, and probably you will find the answers to your solutions. May Allah give us that tawfiq also. Everything, every issue that we have, every challenge that we have, we will find in the Quran, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the life of the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has shown us the way out. So after Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had concluded his work, he went out in pursuit of this person to give him something. He doesn't find him at the door. So he goes to the masjid and he asks, where is this man? So somebody said, he is gone. He's gone into the marketplace. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes behind him and he finds this person. And he asked him, my brother, what is the matter? What has happened to you? So the person said, Amirul Mu'mineen, you gave me an advice, a piece of advice. Look into the Quran. So I went out into the masjid and I looked into the Quran. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself is amazed. And he asked him, brother, what did you find in the Quran? He said, I found the verse of Allah Ta'ala, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ, that in the skies lies your sustenance. It is all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today when we do marketing, they will tell us about a piece of cake and our slice of the market. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, leave that piece of cake. The whole issue is like a piece of cake. turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek from Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala, and Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala will grant. So here, the Iran, the announcement is being made by Allah, that if there is something, some documentation between us and Allah, that is not in order, let us get all of that in order, seek directly from Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant our sustenance. Allah will make it easy, and Allah ta'ala will deliver it to us also with ease, inshallah. Seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask from Allah. And then we make the relative effort. Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, goes into her place of worship. Wajada indaha rizqa. قال يا مريم أن لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله إن الله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. He goes there and he finds fruit out of season, and he was a Nabi of Allah, he was the Imam of Al-Aqsa. He is also bewildered with this concept that Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha is locked in this enclosure. How does this come to her? She says it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, Allah ta'ala's power, Allah's might needs no excuse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. But it is for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that if there is a mubtala, a person that is involved, a person that is engrossed in some form or some kind of challenge or some kind of difficulty, where are those people? Let them seek from me so that I may grant them afia, I may grant them well-being. Now today when we look at life, we will find that there are challenges in different aspects of our lives. The greatest challenge perhaps we have is that spiritual link between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has been broken off, and it hasn't been broken off from his side, it has been broken off from my side. I need to mend that. And then we will find in our family structures, people will have issues with regards to various individuals. It may be other matters of employment, it may be other matters of our income, or whatever it may be. But again, Allah Ta'ala is saying tonight, seek from me, and I will grant you the afiat. There is no government in the world that can resolve our issues. There is no courts in the world that can resolve our issues. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that resolves our issues. So in short, we find in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that this is the night in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive us. Allah Ta'ala is prepared to grant us. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is prepared to open the doors of our difficulties. For us, we need to become prepared to turn towards Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala and to seek from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Brothers, Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's rahmah knows no limits, knows no bounds. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab, Rahmatullah alayhi, in his Ma'riful Quran, when he discusses at the very beginning of the Quran Sharif, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, the recurrence and the reminder that Allah Ta'ala is most kind, Allah Ta'ala is most compassionate, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is most kind. We see this in the Quran all the time, the compassion and the kindness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He is Rahman, He is Rahim. Allah is Ghaffar, Allah is most forgiving. As Mufti Shafi Sahib says, that Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala had created us so that Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala may shower His mercy upon us. That is the absolute reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you and I as insan. That Allah ta'ala's rahmah may be showered upon us. And we find that all the time, Allah's rahmah, every second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah is descending upon insan. Upon you and I to turn to Allah and seek forgiveness. Allah's rahmah upon a kafir for him to turn to Allah and bring iman. It's a continuous shower from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib writes in one of his kitabs where he speaks about the merit of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that on one occasion, a person by the name of Bishr Hafi, he was an alcoholic, what we will call a drunkard, Allah Ta'ala save us. And on one occasion, he picks up a little piece of paper from the ground, and on that paper, Bismillah was written. He takes that Bismillah, he puts a little bit of ether upon it, and he keeps it away. That is as far as he had done to the paper. To himself, what does he do? He now goes on with his alcohol and his drinking, till he drinks himself into stupor, until he becomes absolutely drunk. And then he passes out in a particular pub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only wants to forgive him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to open many doors for him. The person, the wali of the time, Hasan al-Basri, rahimahumullah, is sitting in his place and making Allah's ibadat. Allah inspires Hasan al-Basri. Wahi comes only to the Anbiya. Revelation comes only to the prophets. Allah inspired him that go out and look for Bishr al-Hafi. Go find him. And when you find him, then I will deliver the message. Hasan al-Basri begins to look for him, and now he is ushered into this particular pub. When he goes into the pub, he finds everybody else making merry, and people see Hasan al-Basri coming to the pub, and they are amazed. And he says to them, I have not come on my own accord. I have been sent by Allah Ta'ala. I'm looking for this person, Bishr. Where is Bishr? So the people usher him to Bishr, and Bishr is dead drunk in stupor. He is out. He has passed out. And then Hasan al-Basri picks him up, puts his head on his thigh, and he begins to clean his face. And at that time, Bishr al-Hafi comes to his senses. And then both of them hear a voice from the skies. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's message, Bishr, you had looked after my word. One word, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, one sentence. You had kept the honor of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You put that utter and you placed it away, you put it away. And for that, I have forgiven you, and I will make your izzat and your honor. Brothers and friends, from that day onwards, and up to this day, we will say, Bishr al-Hafi, rahimahumullah, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon him, and many incidences have been written about him. As a matter of fact, at this point, we just need to reflect. Sometimes you and I, we insan, and we have this, the habit, and sometimes this habit becomes so strong within us in our character that we begin to look down upon people that are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Little do we realize that in 1 second Allah ta'ala can cleanse their heart, and in 1 second Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can accept them. Another incident just comes to mind very quickly. We will find Zunnun Misri, rahmatullah alayhi, also walking alongside the river when he sees a particular man that has also been an alcoholic, and the froth is coming out of his mouth. And now this wali of Allah, he goes and he takes his cloth, he dips it into the river, and he begins to wipe his face. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires Zunnun Misri, that I've accepted this person to be my wali, to be my friend. Zunnun Misri is bewildered in his heart. He cannot understand this concept, that here I worked my whole life, and I haven't got this kind of glad tidings. Here is an alcoholic. How does this happen, Ya Allah? Now he's not objecting to Allah Ta'ala, but there is this query in his heart and his mind. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Zunnun ghasalta wajhahu li ajali. You washed his face because of me. Ghasaltu qalbahu li ajalik. I washed his heart because of you. You've done this action. I've washed his heart and I've cleansed him of all the sins that he would have probably committed in his life. All of that. So brothers and friends, as a matter of fact, it comes in a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is a sinner. One is a sinner and one is one that looks down upon a sinner. It comes in the hadith, tell both of them to start their deeds again. That the sinner, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven. The one that looks down upon him, Allah Ta'ala has nullified all his good deeds. Both of them, clean slate, start again, second chance. So Allah Ta'ala must never make us amongst those that look down upon others. When we look at the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was there to lift mankind. He was there to lift those that were drowning in sin, drowning in kufr, drowning in shirk. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went one by one, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to lift them. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say that insan, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, become hammalatul athqal, become like cranes. The crane takes a piece of metal and it joins it to the building. Take one insan and lift them up and bring them and make them once again join them to this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So brothers and friends, on this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the call, and on this night we need to respond to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes, there is no particular ibadat that we should be making on this night. But it will be wise that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the call of forgiveness, we should turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat and seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that when we turn to Allah ta'ala in tawbah, then let us do a good deed before that. Read a 2 rakats of salat and then seek forgiveness from Allah. If we wish to take out some sadaqah and give out, if we do not find anyone at this time of the night, then take it and keep it aside and then give it out sometimes tomorrow. Something that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then seek that forgiveness from Allah. In the hadith, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamalla dhambala. That person that has made tawbah from sin, he sought forgiveness from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe that slate clean, inshallah. Minor sins Allah ta'ala will forgive because of the various deeds we carry out. But major sins, we need to turn towards Allah ta'ala. And we need to seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What it entails? Resolution, determination, the decision to change our lives. Sayyidina Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Today we say radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But he was the one that killed and martyred the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And after that, the story is long. Allah Ta'ala had divinely ordained that he must get hidayat. And now he becomes a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just one aspect about it. Sayyidina Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his heart, when he used to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face, he had a determination. He made a resolution. Like how I had martyred the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, make it a reality that in my life I kill one of the greatest enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By and large, most of the historians are of the opinion, Musaylama Kazzab, that had made a false claim to prophethood, Actually, it began in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked, today we ask for shares in prophets. He asked for a share in prophethood. He wanted a share in nubuwat. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu went on with the struggle. And historians write, it was the spear of the same Wahshi that hit Musaylama Kazzab that caused his death. So when he had a resolution, he had a determination, he made that resolution, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfilled it. Allah give us the strength to make this resolution, number one, to leave sin, to leave gunas. And number two, to carry out acts of piety, to earn the favor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat is so merciful. It comes in the hadith in Tirmizi Sharif, that on the day of Qiyamah there will be a person that his deeds will be placed on the pan of the scales on the evil side. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take the books of records, and Allah ta'ala will place it, 99 such books, 99 such books, what we call namaya amal, the records of our deeds, all ill, all bad. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one book is as far as the eye can see. One register is as far as the eye can see. 99 like that piled on. This person in his heart, he knows there's destruction. Allah ta'ala will ask him, do you think there's any error in it? He'll say, Allah, no mistake. Anything that's not supposed to be in it, that's in it, Allah, no, never. Probably the malaika made an error, they made a mistake, oh Allah, no. But this person within himself, it comes in a narration, there will be torment in his heart, that there's absolutely no way out. But then, our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take a little page, on which this person had read the kalima la ilaha illallah, or the shahada ashadu an la ilaha illallah, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Verbally there's an utterance. Over there in the courts of Allah there's a record. We say Subhanallah, but Allah Ta'ala is recorded. How many times we probably said Subhanallah today, we may not remember. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has recorded it. وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالِ. On that day, mountains will be crushed and they will be moved. But وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتِ, every deed will be banked and deposited and looked after by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will remain. And this person will see this one little page, and where's 99 books, 99 registers, as far as the eye can see each one. And this one little page, in his heart there's no satisfaction, but when that one little page is placed, it will tilt the scale towards the good deeds, and the good deed size becomes heavy. That one la ilaha illallah with ikhlas and with sincerity, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive this person. Brothers, whatever we do, let us do with ikhlas. Let us do with sincerity. The first aspect is sincerity. Second is with iman. Third, according to the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Deeds are not counted by Allah. Deeds are weighed by Allah. And to weigh, it has to have a genuine content. And that is that ikhlas and that sincerity for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. This kalima is so great. Once our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going out on a journey. One person is giving adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, alal fitra, that this person is upon the natural inclination towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, kharaja minan nar. This ashhadu an la ilaha illallah has emancipated this person from the fire of Jahannam. Then we learn, our mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, on the night of the 15th of Shaban, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua. And the next morning, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this dua. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. Don't worry if we don't know the Arabic. If you know it, we can learn it, learn it. But the important aspect is to understand the meaning and then beseech Allah Ta'ala with that meaning in any language we know. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. I seek protection by your forgiveness, O Allah Ta'ala, from your punishment. O Allah, I seek forgiveness, I seek protection, O Allah, through your forgiveness, from your punishment. We cannot be protected from the punishment of Allah until and unless Allah Ta'ala Himself forgives us. So we ask Allah Ta'ala for that one dua. The second part of the dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam made, وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَتِكَ وَأَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَتِكَ. O Allah, I seek protection in your rida. I seek protection in your pleasure from your displeasure. If Allah Ta'ala is displeased with us, and the whole world is pleased with us, it will mean nothing. But if Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us, and the whole world can be displeased with us, it means everything to us. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. We all pleased with Allah when we are rolling, when things are good, happy times, when the bank balance is high, wealth, health, everything, we all happy with Allah. But when things, Allah forbid, becomes averse and things become difficult, that's when Sahaba stood up. That's when Sahaba stood up. Stones to their bellies. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Tiptoeing on thorns. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Sayyidina Abu Huraira says, we're standing in the Fajr Salat and we fall down, not because we were tired, because of absolute hunger. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. So, wa'udhu bi ridhaka min sakhatik. Wa'udhu bika minka. O Allah, I seek refuge, I seek protection in you, from you. O Allah, I seek protection in you, from you. Jalla wajhuk, O Allah, your being is most lofty, most high. La uhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allah, I cannot possibly praise you like you have praised yourself. So the next morning, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Ya Rasulullah, I heard you make this dua. He said to her, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam had come and he had taught me this dua. So I made this dua to my Allah. Brothers and friends, at least beseech and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, we cannot condone corporal punishment. But when you see a little child, if the mother gives the child a little whacking, what do we see? What does the child do? The child goes and holds the mother's lap. The child will go and hold the leg of the mother. Such is the bond between mother and child. Such is the bond between servant and Allah, between abd and khaliq. That we cannot seek refuge from Allah by anyone else but in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept all our ibadat. We can make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, make istighfar, seek forgiveness from Allah, read 2 rakat salat, make tawbah to Allah ta'ala, make istighfar, la ilaha illallah, durood sharif, whatever we are comfortable with, salatul tasbih, inshallah, spend portion of the night making the ibadat of Allah, either the early part, the middle part, the late part, whatever it is, turn to Allah Ta'ala and ask from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Brothers, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is there to give in abundance. If we open our hearts to Allah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will bestow us with that illumination of Allah's anwarat and Allah Ta'ala's marifat and the recognition of Allah. And above all, we want that forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Let us make dua to Allah Ta'ala collectively here, and inshallah then we go home and make our ibadat.